was, or had been, a man in his 70s with thick white hair sprouting from his face and head. He was naked except for the sheet I kept wrapped around his lower half to protect I'm not sure what. Postmortem decency, I suppose. His eyes, staring up into the abyss, had gone flat like deflated balloons. If a lover's eyes are a clear mountain lake, Byron's were a stagnant pond. His mouth twisted open in a silent scream. Mike? I called out to my new boss from the body preparation room. So I guess I should use, shaving cream or... Mike walked in, pulled a can of Barbasol from a metal cabinet, and told me to watch out for Nick's. We can't really do anything if you slice open his face, so be careful, huh? Yes, be careful. Just as I'd been careful all those other times I'd given someone a shave, which was never. I put on my rubber gloves and poked at Byron's cold, stiff cheeks, running my hands over several days' worth of stubble. I didn't feel anywhere near important enough to be doing this. I had grown up believing that morticians were professionals, trained experts who took care of our dead so the public didn't have to. Did Byron's family know that a 23-year-old with zero experience was holding a razor to their loved one's face? I attempted to close Byron's